On Static on 2SER this week, we say kia ora to someone who's getting ready to head to Sydney next weekend. Laszlo from Ringlets joining us from Auckland. How are you?
Hey, kia ora. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very, very excited. Last time I was in Aussie was 8 years ago. And also our drummer, Arlo, he's never been, so it'll be his first time. So, yeah.
And Ringlets are here with the brand new album under your belts as well, Laszlo. The Lord is my German Shepherd. Time for walkies. And I feel like I have to get to the bottom of this first. That album title comes from a line in the song. I was on that roof once, but how did that phrase, the Lord is my German Shepherd, time for walkies, get decided upon as the Ringlets album title?
Well, the line, I guess it's one of many that kind of plop out of Leith's brain at random moments. But apart from the song that Arabella sings, he wrote all the words. He just suggested it sort of unprompted. He was like, oh, what do you think about this? And then there's just kind of no context needed. It's definitely something that I don't want him to try and explain. But we just kind of all thought, oh, yeah, fuck, go for it.
At least you know there's no other albums in the world with that title.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it just sounds really, like, optimistic, I guess. I actually had no ideas, so I was just happy that someone suggested something. To be honest, none of us kicked up a fuss over that, as weird of a title it is. We were all just kind of like, oh, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah.
I mean, is surrealism a great way forward for post-punk lyrics and concepts? You're playing some shape-shifting rock music. Why not have your words be in line with that, or indeed out of line?
Yeah, well, you know, the Zen masters of Zen Buddhism, their whole thing is that the rational mind is functionally incapable of knowing or understanding the true nature of reality. So as a point, they were constantly aiming to be as irrational as possible, and that was a path to truth. And to have that sort of sense of humor, just the utter kind of absurdity, and really aiming straight at the absurdity, I find that really fun and funny. But I also think you are kind of beginning to touch on something that's possibly true, even though it's ridiculous.
Well, that song that provides the album title, I Was On That Roof Once, also has a great line that could almost describe what you guys in Ringlets are doing with your writing, which is, you keep spewing aphorisms rolled in glitter balderdash. And, you know, a lot of the time it is some pithy observations wrapped up in nonsense or half-truths writing lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many sort of ways to do it. I do kind of like writing transparent or maybe autobiographical kind of songs. And that kind of honesty, I do appreciate it. But if you don't get it down really well, I reckon that can just be kind of really yuck if someone's trying to spill their guts. But then sometimes it's like, oof, it's hit and miss.
So this time for album number two, you just stood back and thought, Leith, you could take care of this. You sing this, you can be as surreal as you want.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is when we first got together, I was actually the singer. So I was writing lyrics, but then we switched around at Leith's request. But our last sort of three bands were him and I together in different forms. So I've always known he was a better singer than me. So I was like happy to let him have it. And then I could just focus on guitar.
Well, also, Laszlo, they're not all surreal lyrics on this Ringlets album. The song Street Massage is a tale that Leith wrote about a low-wage masseur who works on the streets of Pointe Chevalier in Auckland. And he has said that as that song evolved, it sort of became a reflection on the broader struggles faced by low-wage workers in care roles. So that is that great songwriting tool where a phrase or some words suggested some bigger ideas and provided a way to address social or political issues that were on your minds.
Yeah, that one's funny because sometimes in my experience, a bunch of words spill out of one phrase or just a few words put together, and then that kind of unlocks something, and then you can write from there. And then sometimes the meaning of it is possibly even unclear to you as you're writing. But that was a song that Leith wrote the words, but then I came up with the title, Street Massage, because I thought it sounded funny. I don't know if he really wrote the lyrics about a masseuse on the streets of Pointe Chev. He does work in healthcare, as does his mother, so I think that's something that's pertinent in his mind, definitely. I think they're great lyrics, and I think they're so kind of vivid, but also a bit kind of evasive, and so I think they don't even need that much more context.
And Laszlo, musically, whereas your debut self-titled album as Ringlets in 2023 was perhaps a bit more indebted to scratchy UK post-punk, this one has seen Ringlets really blow up your sound. The songs here are bolder and trickier in their timing. They're not as urgent and, yes, louder. Did that come from the confidence of playing a lot of shows and developing some of your own idiosyncrasies as a band?
Yeah, definitely. The first one was very nascent. About half of the album I had already written and I just showed to the rest of them. And then we built it together and then the others added their mark on it. But then the other half of the album is things that we wrote together. And so I can sort of pinpoint the refinement within that album. And the second one, it's a bit kind of slower and groovier. I think we definitely tended to get a bit tired playing some of the faster songs on the debut. Now we can play for much longer. So it's a bit more of an endurance sport. So yeah, it's a bit heavier and a bit darker and on average a bit slower, but still really fun to play.
Well, speaking of fun to play, this album does have some wild moments up its sleeve. The song Half an Idiot makes a hairpin turn into a screamo thrasher in its back end.
Yeah. I think that the whole kind of arc of the song, I had written that guitar piece and then everyone was just on board with it and no one really wanted to raise a finger because I guess we were all just kind of amused by it. The shit that Leith is screaming about is directly inspired by his time as a speech language therapist working with people with severe head trauma.
Well, it sounds like it.
And so he kind of let a few things out there. We can only play that song at the end of a run of shows because he just is at risk of just blowing his voice out. It's great fun.
Well, you also had an enabler to get these noisy sounds on this Ringlets record because you brought in Michael Logie from the Mint Chicks as co-producer. And Laszlo, he'd be someone who's well-versed in making an esoteric racket. I mean, those Mint Chicks records were pretty off the chain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're definitely a really, really inspiring band. They had a lot of attitude and their albums were just so good. And I remember calling Michael just to like talk about what it would look like him coming in to guide us. The first thing I said to him was, right off the bat, I'm just a huge fan of Crazy Yes, Dumb No. I think that's such an incredible album. And then he immediately replied that the Nielsen brothers didn't let him play anything on the album. They just made it themselves.
That was a whoopsie.
Yeah, and he was like, but thank you. Then, yeah, no, that's good.
I'm glad you still kept him. And it seems like Mint Chicks, the weirder and more wonderful you get in Ringlets, the better the results seem to be, whether it is the playing or the sounds or, yes, those strange, weird and wonderful lyrics.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear that it's landing. As long as there's some tuneful element in there and at least a few songs in whatever we're doing, then I think as long as we're respecting that side of it, which is that we really love songs and we really love the craft of a good song and maybe even a catchy one. But then I kind of feel like at this point, something that I really want to try and do as well as possible is to sort of smuggle in as much weirdness and as much personality into as presentable a format as possible. So you hear it the first time and it sounds nice, but then you keep listening and then it possibly unfurls a little bit, which some of my favorite music does that. And I really admire that.
Well, you will be smuggling your weirdness into Sydney next weekend because you are here Friday the 29th of August at Petersham Bowling Club. So looking forward to seeing you do the Ringlets thing in Sydney, Laszlo.
Yeah, I've never been to Sydney before, but I've got quite a few friends over there and I've got a cousin over there. But everyone I've told that we're playing there, they were all like, oh, that's great. That's a really good venue. So I don't know what that means, but I'm looking forward to it even more now.
It just means you can kick your shoes off and get a game of bowls in before you do your gig.
Yeah, Leith has a set of bowls, so that will be music to his ears. Should be lots of fun.
All right, we'll practice up. We might have a listen to a song off the Ringlets album right now. We'll play the opener, Posh Girl Holds a Whip. It was great to have a chat to you, Laszlo, and we'll see you guys in Sydney next weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was lovely to chat.